And heard of the Riders Boys.
The Riders Boys. And then said, off of that horse one. I say, wait a minute. They were called, man, them Riders Boys got old to me. And like the fella, someone told a joke about this man had called home one night and his wife was in bed sick. And whoever answered the phone told him she was in the bed with arthritis. And he said he wasn't coming home. Say, I heard about those Riders Boys and that Arthur is the worst one.
Okay.
So the boys got me, you know, I've heard, in fact, I hear people use that term right now. The boy, them boys got me today. So which one of them boys? Them are them Riders Boys. And you know, that author is the worst one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of using the word author, writer, they said author, them Riders Boys.
I heard that. What about when you have to have your appendix taken out? What would you have then?
Other than appendix, I've never heard a term other than that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how about if you eat something that kind of disagrees with you, like come back up? What would you call that?
I think they call that the colic. Anything that pertains to stomach was called a colic. If it disagrees with you, they call it, hey, you got the colic. You don't eat something that didn't agree with it.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear people use crude terms like puke or something like that?
Yeah, I've heard puke, and puke was the first one I think I heard used, but puke and throwing up, and vomiting, and heaving.
Okay. What about some different clothes? Like, if when you were a little boy, what kind of clothes would you wear?
Well, we call them short pants. The older folks call them knee pants.
Mm-hmm.
Old grandfather, his term was a knee pants. And then in the older days, you had to be in knee pants for a long time before you. You know, in other words, you were showing sign of maturity when you were allowed to wear a long pants. That's what determines your maturity is the long pants.
Maybe till they were about 10 years old or so?
I don't know. I believe it probably was, because I used to hear my grandfather say, man, I was still in knee pants then.
Uh-huh.
You know, I imagine you have to be 10 or 12 years old before they put you in a long one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know now what age it was, but I'm just assuming, you know.
Yeah. Now, what about to go to church? What kind of clothes?
They call it the Sunday go to meeting.
Yep.
Put on your Sunday go to meeting. Now put on your dress clothes or church clothes or.
And what would it be, what parts would it have?
When we came along, now, it was a suit, you know, two-piece suit. We didn't know anything but three-piece. The older folks wore the three-piece, but we'd have a coat and a tie and a pants, pair of pants, white shirt on most of church. But then that depends on what area you live in. Like a friend of mine was telling me, like in Little Wissi. You know, you put on a clean pair of overalls and a new pair of brush, clean up your shoes a little bit, and you go to church. And you see them sitting in church with a pair of overalls on. Back in the young, back in those days when, say 40 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.